بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. There's a very elderly person that is living in our community. His name is Haji Ismail Paja down Barakatu. He is the cousin of Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Ali. From Peter Marisburg. He's actually originally from Tongat, that area, and he has come and settled in our town, in our masjid area. So Alhamdulillah, he's a regular namazi, very pious person, Alhamdulillah. So what happened last week, Alhamdulillah, Ispingo Beach, there was a program that's going to take place, that took place regarding the ulama-e Dioband and Diobandiyat, etc. So he called me one time and he gave me some lot of advices and he told me, I must make a lot of shukr. So he told me that you are connected to the Hazrat Maulana Hamid Sahib. Make a lot of shukr. In today's time, there is a lot of fitnas. And then he mentioned to me many things regarding Dioband. Because he was an ex-student, he was he's a hafiz. And in 1959, he went to Dioband. And he was actually the cousin of Maulana Ismail Qatarada Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So both of them used to stay outside the boarding. So there was a very, very pious alim, Maulana Ibrahim Mia. In the 1950s, he qualified in Dioband. So he had some ta'aluk with Ismail Qatarada and told him that you can't stay outside the boarding, you need to stay in the boarding. Because of in Darul Iqamah, there's a different phase, there's a different environment. So this Hafiz Sahib now was in a predicament, he's 11 years old, where should I go? So he stayed in the house of Sheikhul Hind's niece. And Sheikhul Hind's niece, her son was Maulana Kamil. This was his ustad. So he mentioned a lot of things that he experienced as an 11-year-old child. He said in the woman of Dioband, even the Sikhs and the Hindus, they used to also observe parda. Very, very rare will you see a woman. We're not talking about Muslim women, talking about the Sikhs and the Hindus. They have so much of haya in them. And in that house of them, he observed how pious this woman were, that he mentioned that on one occasion he became very sick and his appendix had burst, and he went from hospital to hospital and all the doctors gave up hope. But this woman sat on the musalla and she made a lot of dua. And he said to the barakah of her dua, Allah Ta'ala granted him shifa. And he said that in that house of the way he used to sleep, a lot of women folk, and when they was and the thunder and lightning, they used to get up and they used to turn to Allah and cry and perform salah and make dua. Just like in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when occasion there was a strong wind, he used to go to the masjid and turn to Allah. So such was the piety. And if this hadith is telling me that if any woman, if someone had to get the glimpse of them mistakenly, then they used to cry for 7 days. 7 days they used to cry because a non-mahram person saw us. Also, he mentioned something very, very important. He said, Dioband, unfortunately, he's saying Diobandiyat, there's two aspects. One is the madrasa, Dioband, and Diobandiyat, the mizaj of Diobandiyat. The Diobandiyat is leaving Dioband. But he said, Diobandiyat is in South Africa. So I looked at him and I said, what you mean, Haji Sahib? He said, you've got elders like Mufti Ibrahim Saridi Sahib down Barakatu, Hazrat Mashabir Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib down Barakatu. They have brought, they are keeping the flame of Diobandiyat alive in your country, in our country. He said, make lot of shukr. And he even tells me that he tells everyone, his ulama friends, his grandchildren were ulama, make lot of dua for our elders and hold on to them because they are keeping the flame of Diobandiyat alive. Because in today's time, there's a lot of fitnas. And he also mentioned, during when he was over there, many a time the people or the crewmen of movies and entertainment wanted to create movies and films of Dioband. But they said they didn't even let them come out of the vehicles with the equipment. So staunch they were against photography and all these wrongs. And he mentioned many things when Dioband had split. Then he said, when Dioband had split, then all the shobas will split. Whether it is the Madaris, whether it is the Khankas, and unfortunately the Tablighi Jamaat. You say, why? Because Gobind had split. He, according to his observation, he said that when the Prime Minister of India had come, and that she was a female, obviously, and then at that moment, Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab, rahmatullahi, was over there. He stood up and he walked out. So he said from that time he observed that what that was the beginning of the split. So Allah keep us steadfast on deen, keep us steadfast on iman, and hold on to our teachings of our akabir or on haq. And this Diobaniyat is something very, very important. Alhamdulillah, Allah reward Mufti Ibrahim sahab, Dawan Barakat, for having this program. The audios are available, listen to it, and definitely you will benefit. And from the time we are in this madrasa as well, from his class days till now, Hazrat Alhamdulillah is speaking to that as well. Come with me, whoever may say certain things, the critics, his friends, those people are associated with the madrasa or whatever, they will say certain things, but Alhamdulillah, Hazrat is staunch on this Diobandiyat. Allah keep him steadfast on deen, on iman, on istiqamat, our last breath, and keep us, we will make a lot of shukr. Make a lot of shukr that we are connected to such our of our kabir. Allah grant me and all of us the tawfiq, inshallah.